Mr. Chairman, my fellow citizens, our older people are the nation's fathers and mothers. And the Bible tells us in the Fifth Amendment, Commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Dr. Poling this evening will tell you about the intellectual and spiritual side of growing old successfully. Mr. Kenny will point out the essential quality of self-reliance in successful seniority. Mr. Folsom will speak about what private enterprise is doing to provide retirement for older workers. My role is to speak of what the government should provide. Of course, we all know that man cannot live by bread alone. Of course, it is the drive within us which makes us all spend ourselves in our various tasks and labors. Of course, older people must have access to adequate medical hospital care. Certainly, they are entitled to decent homes. But no one can expect the public to provide in his old age more than a bare, decent, minimum level of living. What one expects to enjoy in his old age above the decent necessities of physical existence will still have to come from what he has saved by diligence and thrift, or from some system of insurance, public or private, to which he has made a reasonable contribution. I know, as you do, what a sense of importance means in sustaining an old person. So I don't want to see any man or woman have to quit his or her job at any arbitrary age. Let them work on as long as they want to and can. And if they cannot do full-time work, let there be available by wise planning part-time work, publicly or privately provided. But let us keep the fifth commandment. Let every man and woman who becomes disabled or who reaches 60 and wishes to claim it for reasons satisfactory to himself or herself have an assurance of at least $50 a month as a federal contribution. The funds to be raised by the best found form of general federal taxation, possibly through a gross income tax, as the Townsend plan proposes upon all. The present national average of $38 a month is shamefully inadequate. Then let the states add to this federal $50 a month as they will. Then let us extend the present old age and survivors insurance system to cover all employed workers and improve the plan so that all employed workers can build up larger retirement funds to which they contribute. The present average is $24 a month for single employees, $40 a month for retired couples is grossly too little. This, of course, is all in addition to the $50 federal contribution I mentioned. Private industry must expand and improve its own retirement plan. And, of course, people must continue to take to the limit of their ability private insurance. With all older people encouraged to work and aided in finding work, and with a system of public assistance and public and private insurance, such as I've mentioned, and with the intellectual, social, and spiritual values of all human existence emphasized as they should be, we can brighten the evening of life with satisfaction and success for every man and woman in our great land.